5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And with the third pick, I made the earth sick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the Third Pick Podcast, as usual, with your host, Scott Mariano, in the house, man. You know to follow us at Barb Chair Scott. Mariano, let them know where they can follow you at, man.
What's going on, man? Look, man, you know the voice, know the headline and all that. at Mariano on Twitter, two N's, two O's. I'm being nice. I'm being nice these days, you know what I'm saying? So y'all ask me for money, man. Maybe I'll lend it to it. But there's going to be interest on it. I'm going to tell you that right now. I ain't that nice. Yeah, man, we out here, man. We out here to talk about a couple things. Bulls basketball is still in effect.
Bulls basketball.
A lot of good things happening, a lot of not so good things happening. Where you want to start, man? Where you want to start?
Let's start off with that whole ass nigga Grayson Allen. I kind of held off my full thoughts on this for our podcast. Like, I gave a little bit on Ball Don't Lie by Manny let Dante get his take off. Mm-hmm. Straight up, man, fuck this nigga, man. I've never been a Grayson Allen fan. He has a track record of being a dirty player. It's not like he's just hustle hard and things of that nature. He's dirty. And the thing that probably blew me more than anything was more than even just this whole situation was Caruso just got back, nigga. Yeah. Like, that was the second game back. Really the second game in a month, because really we ain't seen him since the first week of December.
Yeah, this was like another, like, welcome back game, really.
Yeah, he had two injuries. He had his hamstring. Then he had the foot injury. Then he had COVID. So it's like back to back to back. And now you're dealing with this. Now, I remember when he slammed on, and I didn't actually see the action when it happened. I was away from the TV when it actually happened. But then I went back and I saw, like, what the fuck? And then for Grayson Allen to basically laugh as he's leaving the court was disgraceful. And it's like somebody, and I was mad at Grayson Allen. I was mad at the Bulls too, that nobody on the team flexed this nigga. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, you know. That's that old school. Maybe it's just old school NBA shit. We need to bring back enforcers and shit. Right. And even I'm not even shocked or really mad at the NBA for the ruling. I get it. I know they did the same shit with Jokic and Markieff Morris. Well, Markieff still ain't played since that thing that happened with him and Jokic. But it's just like there needs to be some accountability here, man. Like for this type of situation, and like Billy Donovan said, you could have ended his career. That wasn't like just some regular type of shit. And next time we play on March 4th, somebody got to take a foul.
That's my birthday too. So happy birthday to me, because boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need something, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, I hate to sound like some Neanderthal nigga and, you know, whatever, old school play. I'm just from that. And Stacey King echoed our same sentiments where he was like, back in my day, somebody would have ran up and, you know, did X, Y, Z. But he was like, I understand it's a new day, it's a new era. And I think that kind of like calmed me down a little bit, because I was like, yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I'm trying to frame it the right way. I wasn't mad that nobody did anything, but I was just like, damn, it's a new day. Like, he's supposed to got at least a forearm to the throat, a stern talking to something. Like, he fucked him up, you know? And the thing was, like you said, this is not even like the Mitchell Robinson foul on Pat Williams. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a
legit mistake.
That was a legitimate freak accident. Like, I don't have any hate in my heart for him. I don't think we said that on the pod. Like, bro, you good. Like, I see you, you safe. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's whatever. With Grayson Allen, it was much different because he doubled up. He already had fouled him with the left hand. He doubled up with
and
the right hand.
Back hand on the right.
So my thing is, like, what are you actually doing? You trying to hurt somebody. And, you know, and so for all the people that's like, oh, it's a gross overreaction to say he should be out of the league, it's not about saying this foul should get him, you know, done with basketball forever. My thing is, he wasn't that nice coming out of college to where you need him on your team. He wasn't no fucking, he wasn't like JJ Redick.
Nah.
Or one of these type of, you know what I'm saying? Like he was not like that, bro. He was popular for doing whole shit. He's a whole ass nigga. That's the only reason why we know about Grayson Allen. Like, you can't run me off 10 of the Grayson Allen's best plays ever. You can run me off a top 10 list of fouls that he committed that he shouldn't have, though.
Top five.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, when I say he shouldn't be in the league, I'm saying, like, what is he contributing that's so great that you need him around? He's not Kawhi Leonard or Paul George or fucking he's none of these niggas. None of them. He's really not that good.
He's really not.
But you got him around and he's fouling niggas to the point where he could have ended somebody's career. He fractured his wrist. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that's fuck basketball. Like, that's still a man that has to like live his life. Nigga, he's dealing with an injury because you a hoe ass nigga. Like, that's crazy. That's not basketball shit to me. So
it's not.
Fuck him.
And what made me even more mad was the response from the Bucks at that. Yeah. I'm not saying you gotta put your teammate under the bus. I'm not saying that, but you can give us a political answer. Like, you up there, like when they announced suspension, you got Coach Butter, it's like, oh, we don't like it. You don't think it's fair. You don't think it's fair. You slammed a nigga in the middle.
I was about to say, I don't think it's fair either. I think he should have got more.
Right. I don't think it's fair either. He should have got more. And one of my best players shouldn't be out for the next two fucking
absolutely
months.
Absolutely.
Over some fucking bullshit. So it's just the whole fucking
situation. And then the Bucks even went like further in like the next day. Like their social media team posted
Good
morning with Grayson Allen eating the donut. They left it up there for so long. They're like mad people was like, this shit is still up. I think they deleted it maybe like the afternoon, evening, whatever. But the fact that they were bold enough, the fact that they were bold enough to post that bullshit, like, you know, I never like go wish injuries on niggas, wish harm on niggas. So I'm gonna just say, you know, God bless, man. You know, we gonna let this go and let the universe take care of this right here. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna say that. So don't expect no sympathy from me if a nigga catch him with a hard pick and you know this nigga.
I'm saying is on March 4th, Tony Bradley or whoever is a new member of this team who we can risk an ejection. Somebody got to put an elbow to that nigga face, man. I'm sorry.
John Chaney status, man. Send the Goonies in at that nigga,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. Like, we don't need to be anybody who actually means something to our team.
Yeah.
Somebody go out there and take one for the team, man. Just he come to the hole, boom. Don't do that shit no more. Knock his ass on his ass, and he ain't gonna do that shit no more. Mm-hmm. And like, why you think Udonis Haslem is on the Heat roster?
Absolutely.
You know, the Heat roster just to flex niggas. Yeah. Right. That's the only way he's on the roster.
Yeah.
So the Bulls need to do that shit, man. But on the basketball side of things, man, it's just like the Bulls cannot get a fucking break, bro. Like, first we went through that shit with COVID, and we might be jinx. I don't know. Remember before the COVID outbreak? We're not really worried about COVID outbreak.
Yeah, man. We was like, hey, I'm at a four. That shit.
At a four, nigga. Like nigga 3 days
out,
later,
he out. Like, bruh. Oh shit, yeah.
And then last week we were like, oh well, you know, Lonzo should probably be good.
Not
too bad. I'm talking about the day after we dropped that episode, nigga. 6 to 8 weeks.
I think while we was recording, we got the news or some shit like that. It was some crazy shit, dog. Like,
we got the news about him being out long, but we don't know the actual.
We got the actual number the next. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the next day it was like a couple hours before the first playoff game on Saturday. That was it just blew my afternoon. Blew my fucking afternoon, man. So I want to get your take on. From what you've seen from these, how many games has it been since they've been open out? About two or three games?
I was about to say, maybe like three.
About three. I think it's been about three games. What have you seen has been an issue? How you think it's going to be an issue over the next couple months? And then I'll give my take. Last night, nigga, with these last two wins, these niggas have been putting me through a lot. I had like four strokes during the fourth quarter last night.
Bro, listen, I was just about to say, my biggest concern with this team is the lack of, like, even going back to the Grayson Allen shit, like, let's keep it real. It's the lack of, like, some type of heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are a talented team. Obviously, you cannot question the talent. But where's the heart and the fire and the passion going to come from when shit happened? Like, when the lead is, you know, we up 1,000 points and then the shit get cut down to one. You know what I'm saying? Like, we shouldn't be in barn burners with the Raptors who missing Fred VanVleet, you know, or with the Thunder ever. I don't give a fuck who playing or who ain't. Like, we just should not. It should never come to this, especially when we have large leads. And a lot of that comes down to heart. And I think a lot of times the guys get complacent. I don't know why. Maybe they're relying on the talent. Maybe they're looking around like, nah, we got enough to do this. But it's just we're making it harder than it has to be. Like, we're starting to play with our food a lot. And I think we talked about this a couple episodes ago. The one thing I praised them for was not playing with their food. And then they started doing shit like lose to the Rockets. Now you lose to, you know what I mean? Like, so my biggest takeaway is that, because I do think that this is like the home stretch. Like, this is about to be February, dog. Like, we got to start kind of getting into playoff mode, like, right now, so that when the playoffs roll around, we don't look rusty and look like we don't belong there. We don't look like a completely different team from the regular season. And I think at the deadline, I think things like that will be addressed. Because as a fan, if I can see that, I know that, you know, AK and Eversley, I know that they're looking at the same shit, and I know that they kind of think we need to shake shit up as well. So, you know.
I was muted. Yeah, but yeah, I think the thing is, I agree with all those points you just said. To me, the most frustrating thing about this thing has been the effort, man. It's the effort. Yep. Defense, it's 85 to 90% effort. Like, you don't have to be skilled. And I'm not saying, like, that it's going to work all the time, but at least put a hand in the Knicks' face.
Yeah.
There was too many Gary Trent Jr. shots I saw last night where the nigga was wide ass open. And this team has a terrible time guarding three-point line. Even when we were healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just something about these niggas leaving the pick and roll be fucking
they
us
let
them, up.
Man, they let Evan Fournier do what he wanted to do.
Bruh.
Here, dog. Kimba, like, mad niggas, bro.
Mad niggas do. And Darius Garland was having his way.
Oh, my God, man. Listen.
And so that's going to be an issue for these next two. I can't have these heart attack games I've had these last 2 days. And I granted, with all these injuries, you will take wins wherever the fuck you can get them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the top four is no joke. You know, Cleveland is looking legit.
Yeah.
And that's actually a great win for us now last week.
Yeah. Yeah, this is insane now, because, like, them niggas is really but also I want to touch on this. Like,
okay,
the Bulls really hurt a lot of people mm-hmm. throughout their lives. And I know this because now it's cool to praise the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are absolutely mediocre when it comes to just, like, a franchise. But when we was giving credit to the Bulls, it was like, whoa, relax for a minute. Right? Just right. Wait a minute. But now, like, nationally, like, the meat, like, everybody, even other players, is like, yeah, man, Cleveland, they serious. What the fuck are we? Like, I'm nitpicking a little bit, but I'm just like, damn, my nigga, you let that nigga Terry Bone. Like, nah, I know we look better than that. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it might be our fan base, because we are a nice shit-talking fan base.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I you know what I think it is too. I don't think people view Cleveland as a legitimate threat to beat somebody. That's so what I think it is too. That's what I think it is. Like, as good as Cleveland's playing right now,
yeah,
they ain't got no players like Zach and DeMar.
That's a good point. Because niggas will always give credit to the nigga who they not really
who they're not worried about. Of. Yeah,
they'll prop him up, but the nigga they are, they like, man, fuck this. Like, yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
This is probably a wild comparison, but summer sessions tonight, so I'm just getting it informed anyway. It's like the fine chicken you kick it with number fat chicks to make them feel better. Like, it's just it's not an actual threat to them.
Yeah,
you don't see them with no badass women. We're like, that's why.
They don't mind looking over and be like, nah, you look good. It's like, you look good.
Yeah, this is my friend. Yeah. Like, exactly. That's the good comparison right there. Zach and DeMar can give niggas hands. That's the difference here.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
But I need to see a better effort, but also, on the offensive side of the ball, I don't know if you noticed it. I'm pretty sure you have. But anytime a team plays a zone defense or a real full court all up in your face defense, we start acting like an AAU team.
And
there were so many possessions in these last two games, especially on fucking Monday. We almost blew a 28 fucking point lead.
Oh, man.
I never felt dirty about a win. In my life,
I saw you didn't even want to post about it. You was like, nah, I can't even. Yeah.
Y'all know I post the victory cat after every dub. I ain't want to post the victory cat. I tweet like, yo, I'm going to let the streets decide for them. People was like, nah, you gotta post anyway.
Yeah.
But I ain't feel good about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something about the offense has got to get better. Like, there was too many empty possessions. It's like I was on my couch yesterday screaming, move the ball. And if you look in the first half of the game against the Raptors, 22 assists in the first half.
Yeah.
Ball's moving, and that's when we were up 17, 19 points.
Yep.
Second half, 8 assists. That can't fucking happen.
And we almost tricked that game off.
Almost tricked it off. Now, granted, it's Caruso and Zoe. Those are two of our best ball handlers. That's a lot. But that can't That shouldn't be the reason the whole offense shut down. And one thing I'm gonna need from Zach, you know, we have all these things about postseason. That's what I'm starting to think now is postseason, you know, goals. And I'm not even thinking about the regular season. You know, God bless him. We ain't getting no more serious injuries for the rest of the year. We should be able to hold the fort down for a top four seed. Now, is it going to be – it's not going to be as fun as it used to be. I've said this team went from fun to, oh, my God, like so fucking quickly. It's going to be tough. None of these, quote-unquote, easy games are going to be easy anymore. Nope. We're seeing, because you can't play fucking defense. And so – I'm thinking about the playoffs, and one thing that worries me about the playoffs, you still already got the cloud of DeMar has not had a great postseason yet. So you got to deal with that. Vooch, in his last appearance in the bubble in the playoffs, was not good for Orlando. Zach has never been to the playoffs, and Zach, in the end of games, his basketball IQ is very questionable. Those are things that I'm already worried about come playoff time, that I'm going to need the health of this team and the discipline of this team to be better. The fourth quarter decisions have to be better, and that needs to start right now. Billy pointed to that. This team has not played well since the calendar hit 2022, even the wins we've got. It's something about the habits. And Billy, I'm not taking Billy Donovan off the hook either. It's not all the players. It's something. I don't know what the fuck he be telling these niggas at halftime or what he be telling them in a timeout when niggas is on a 12-0 run and the shit continues. But he got to get better. It's just all around accountability for this team has got to be better.
Yeah, I think a lot of what's going on there, like your issue with Billy, he might be doing too much coddling because this is a talented team. And I'm not in the huddle. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the locker room and shit. But it feels like this team is very complacent, and that shit starts with, like, the culture, and it starts with the head coach, like the leadership at the top. So if he's telling them, nah, just keep doing this and we'll, you know, like, we'll figure it out. It's like, nah, you need to tell these niggas, like, yo, dog, this shit y'all doing not working. You know what I'm saying? Or like you said, in that game, we got 22 assists in the first half. Tell them to keep that shit up. Point out some key plays and tell them, hey, we need more of this. Because just because the players aren't there, the philosophy shouldn't just be go out the window. And I think a lot of times that's what happens. We don't have certain players, so we don't play a certain way. And it's like the next man up shit doesn't mean like, well, just come in and we'll fit. It's like, nah, bro, we still need to have like that identity that we talked about. The identity, bro, like the Spurs. They have an identity. You can plug anybody into the system. As long as they do their job, they're going to win 50 games. Like it worked for so long. With us, the identity, it was there in the beginning, and now it's kind of like fading away. Like, I don't know if the morale is down because of injuries and, you know, it's like there's no real consistency there. Maybe. But I do know that, you know, maybe if this team had a chance to play together healthy more, maybe some of these problems would have got eliminated, you know, by now. So, but I don't want to blame that because it's like the rest of the league is dealing with injury. Like, people are hurt. People are injured. Some people not playing for the rest of the season, all type of shit. Some people going to get traded, whatever. So we can't make excuses because we don't want to fall back into that being a victim shit. Like, we are a top team, but we need to behave like it. Milwaukee not going to take us serious if we going out there fucking around with, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I mean, they have their losses. They're the defending champs. You can't really, you know, it's an asterisk by all these losses that they have because it's like, yeah, come playoff time, we know what we're going to get out of them, though. What are we going to get from us? And like you said, it got to start, like, right now, dog. Like, after All-Star break, I don't want to hear shit. Because that after All-Star break, the gloves is coming off, and that's that. Because this is the season now. Like, this is the real time to play ball now. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see come trade deadline, man. You know what I mean?
Well, one thing that worries me about trade deadline is a lot of people are hurt. Like, you know, DJJ. And it's the thing about with the Bulls aren't getting any luck. He was getting ready to come back.
Yep.
You know, he's only diagnosed 2 to 4 weeks. He sprained something in his hand. I talked too much today. His hand. But the good, and they said he's gonna be out six to 8 weeks. Now, what they didn't put on the tweet, was said in a press release, is that he can come back earlier with a cast on because it's not a shooting hand, which is good news. But that's a trade target right there. Now this nigga's hurt. So I'm trying to figure out what moves is AK gonna. I trust fully AK. Like, he made these moves. The Bulls had zero cap coming into this fucking offseason.
Yep.
Zero. And he remade this whole team. So when there's a will, there's a way. So I'm not worried about that. But it's just little things that I see, like, ah, that's gonna be a little tough in that. And quiet as kept, Kobe has come back down to earth.
Hey, man.
Kobe has come. I was like, damn, this nigga stink again the other night. I I was like, well, thanks for the hot streak. This is the Kobe I remember. Thanks for the content. So, you know, and now I'm officially off, like, you know, we got to trade him. I just think I still wouldn't trade Pat. And unless you get a ransom, you know what I'm saying, highway robbery type deal, I'm not trading Pat. And that's like, I'm not finna sit up here and say that I just think Pat's going to be a superstar. Yeah. It has nothing to do with that. Like, I've been saying the last couple weeks. I got to see. The fact that I know more about Ayo Dosunmu than I do Patrick Williams is a problem.
So yeah, it's a good problem to have because Ayo is that guy, but it's like it's still a problem because we haven't seen Pat. And, you know, again, like going back to injuries, if we had Pat healthy, we had everybody else healthy, I think that we wouldn't have, you know, these issues. But unfortunately, just the way shit go.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a guy who AK acquired last year's deadline, Mr. Javonte Green.
Shout out to Javonte.
Javonte, as Stacey Keenan said, there's five Javontes on the court. shout out to Javonte. I just want to know, when are we going to put Danny Ainge up on charges for having this man on the bench? Like, he was buried in the bench, bro.
Yeah, he was.
And this dude is a legitimate starter. Yeah. Him and Javonte and Caruso are two guys that you can't qualify their impact on the team by looking at a box sheet.
Absolutely.
You cannot. Yeah. Like, you look at Caruso and he's like, oh, he got 6.6 assists. Nah, but that nigga's all over the field. The defense is so much different. I can't even put it into words. Like, look at that little stretch that he was out, and look at that one, them two games he played last week against Cleveland and Milwaukee. And what did we see on this podcast last week? Just don't embarrass us. Keep it
under 10. That's it. Keep it under 10. They listen.
That was a one-possession game. I believe if Vooch didn't fumble that pass, DeMar hits that three.
Yeah, it's a whole different ball.
And we probably win that game.
Yep.
So, and that's because Caruso. The defensive Caruso effect changes the game. And Javonte, not as impactful as Caruso, but it's right there. Look at last night at the end of the game. A great defensive play by him before they led to the three by Vooch that sealed him. The dude is everyone. I just love Javonte. He's in when Pat gets healthy, which probably won't be till next year because we'll get to the Pat update. But even when Pat does play this, I don't think he's going to start. I think he rolled with Javonte. But let's just say next year, if he's still here and that's a great bench option. This dude does everything on the court. He goes to the hole with authority. I just love everything about Javonte, man.
Yeah. No, I fuck with him heavy. You know what I'm saying? And one of my favorite stats to look at players like that who you can't, like you said, you can't determine like their value based off the numbers. Always look at the last five games, right? You look at the last five games with Javonte, the numbers aren't going to blow you away. But if you watch the game, you'll see his impact is not in. If he gets you 8 points, good shit. I'm happy with that because you know that he's going to be a presence. So even if he doesn't get a block, he's going to change the shot. He's going to make a guy think twice about it and pass out, and then now, you know, somebody else may get a steal or we may, you know, force them to take a bad shot. So unless you actually watch the game, you'll probably be one of those people who pulls his numbers up like, well, he's not that good. He blah, blah, blah. Like,
Or haters. Y'all talking about
You're talking about Javonte. He averages 6 points. He averaging this. And it's like, yeah, that's fine. But imagine like how he's getting those points. The offense is not ran for him. It's his defense, really. Like that defense, they take on the identity of him because he hustles. He tries hard. He doesn't give up on plays. Like, I never have to question his effort. That's one of the things that I do like about him because, like I said before, we need to get back to playing defense, sound defense, just take good shots. That's all I want. Anything in between there, whatever, but let's get down to the basics so we can get back to winning these games. And without him on that floor, we probably lose a couple of these games where we start tricking these
leads. We lose last night.
Absolutely. Absolutely we lose last night, without a doubt.
Toronto was getting everything at the bucket. And, nigga, I don't know. Look, I don't know if it's just me, but – officiating across sports has been bad this year. Like MLB, man, has been god awful. There was a lot of questionable calls last week in the NFL divisional round. But nigga, the NBA referees,
these referees are insecure, man. They trying to be stars. They really trying to be stars. There's only way I can explain it
on both sides. Like I enjoyed the Gary Trent Jr. Ejection, but he wasn't supposed to be ejected last night.
Neither was Cade Cunningham a week or two
ago. Oh, that shit. Oh my
God. That shit was egregious, bro. Like he pointed to his people in the crowd. Like, yo.
Yeah.
And they took them up. And my thing is this, like, I think Gilbert Arenas was talking about this, right? Like giving a guy a tech for some shit that he said to somebody else in the game. That's not really your place. Like you have to referee the game. Now, if he comes show you up on the sideline, take him up all day, bro. You're a grown man. You are at work. He's at work. Don't take that. But if it's in the game and it's some other shit, like, bro, come on. Like, you throwing dudes out the whole game for some shit that you could have just let go. Like, what's up with this shit?
Yeah, Westbrook got teed up twice.
Yeah, right. Like, it's really getting out of control. And it's to the point now where, like, it doesn't sound like, oh, you making it about the refs. It's like, no, the refs are fucking bad, bro. Like, and I can say this shit, they ain't going to find me, so.
Right. And this thing about not just refs with the NBA, but refs in sports in general, they should be held accountable. If these players got to sit up here and answer to the media, answer all these bullshit questions that they like to ask them, then the fucking officials shouldn't even do that. They'll waking up the next morning and I see a report, oh, well, NBA Ref Association say they missed a call and bulls, da da da.
Yeah,
that don't help me.
The fucking audacity and the arrogance of the referees to be like they're perfect.
Yeah,
you think that you're perfect when you literally have to put out a report the next day that says what you fucked up in the last 2 minutes of the game, like that game against Boston.
Yeah,
yeah, man, we should have gave y'all two free throws.
I don't
matter. Sure, don't get us another W in the column, bro.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody would have cussed your ass out on the court, you would have taken them up and ejected them.
Yeah.
But you made a mistake. And you didn't admit to it till the next day.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, that doesn't help me. Like, we lost the game. Like, we gonna replay that last part over? You know,
I hate that shit so much, dog. I'd rather them not even put it out. I'd rather them just come out and double down on that shit and be like, nah, we made the right call.
All
right,
cool. Exactly.
Hey, cool. Bet.
You want to stand on your shit? Stand on your shit. And it's just like, also, it's like the Bulls. Maybe it's just I'm just being a fan, but I feel like the Bulls. The away team gets way more calls than the Bulls on. It definitely happened last night against Toronto.
Nigga, this shit been happening since Rose.
I was like, nigga, are we in Canada? Like, what the fuck is this?
Since Rose, bro. Every time you look up and it's a call, it's a touchy foul. It's going against us. And I'm like, God damn. Like, seriously? Like, I'm looking at the whistle like, bet, let's go. And then it's against us. And I'm like, how? We at home, bro. Like, that shit's supposed to matter at a certain point, bro. Like,
yeah, man. But Javante, I love Javante.
Shout out to Javante.
And it's just like that stuff right there is what makes me even more confident, AK. That he was just like, oh, I'm gonna get this Javante Green guy. And even last year when we got him, like, we didn't really, oh, who the fuck is Javante Green?
Yeah, we thought it was just like, okay, it's another body. It's just whatever, but that nigga's he's a fucking player, nigga.
Out of everybody we got Vooch last year, we got Daniel Tice last year, we got Troy Brown. And look, Brown does some good things with nigga. Way too many Troy Brown Jr. minutes. There was a couple possessions last night. I was like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? It was like a break. Zach intercepted the ball. And by the way, defensively, Zach has been great this year. Zach has been, remember we came over here like, Zach gotta get better on defense.
All he gotta do is be okay.
I was surprised when him and Javante came back on Monday against OKC. I was like, oh, damn, Zach's locking up too. Like, when he's been gone for so long, I'm like, oh, shit, he's a good defender too. Mm-hmm. So against Toronto, he intercepted a ball, perfect fast break. This nigga Troy Brown Jr. just drop it out of bounds and shit. And it's like, bro, we're like, what are you doing here? But when you look at that trade, you got Vooch, Daniel Tice, Troy Brown Jr., and Javante. We was like, I don't know who the fuck Javante Green is. Probably just extra body. Troy Brown got a little bit, but he's like second after Vooch.
I was just about to say he paid off more than Troy Brown. Like, I think we were more excited about Troy Brown because it was like he could score.
Yeah.
But now it's like, fuck all that, because Javante is actually affecting the bottom line in these games, you know, with the shit that don't show up on the stat sheet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he's really one of those guys where you look at like championship teams or like playoff teams that make like deep runs. They have a guy like that on the team where it's like you can't put it into,
can't quantify it.
Yeah, you can't quantify it. It's like you have to watch it.
And that's why I think Draymond's one of the greatest players ever. You can't look at the box sheet. Draymond, like, even like right now, and I think Clay said this on when he was on TNT a couple weeks ago. Clay is dribbling a lot more now because he doesn't have Draymond out there. Not only does Draymond anchor that defense, he anchors that offense. Because then they move around. They would be the Splash Brothers.
Playmakers I've seen, dog. Like, seriously, like, he makes shit happen.
He's like Picasso, nigga. His fucking
IQ is off the charts.
It's off
bro.
The charts, nigga. Like, when people hate Draymond, I'm like, y'all don't know who, G.
Yeah, they don't like actual basketball.
They don't like actual basketball.
Like, they like flash without the fire. Like, they like just some shit that look good. But when you, like, hear Draymond mic'd up and you hear him analyze the game, like, for real, it's like a basketball nerd's dream, dog. Like, he's really one of those guys that, like, can help a rookie. He can help a nigga on the other team. Like, he can help anybody. I'm guaranteed. Right? Like, you see, he just signed the deal to have his show, you know, while he's still playing. But I guarantee that when he's done playing, he's going to be one of the greatest coaches that we've ever seen, though. Like, he's just coaching a certain, you know, position on the team or whatever, if he takes a head coaching job, I'm signing up to watch that team that he's coaching.
Yeah, definitely, man. Let's talk about another AK acquisition, this second ever draft pick. Chicago zone, Southside zone. Mr. Ayo, don't sue me, man. Ayo, what is Stacey? Ayo Silva. You know, I love Stacey K.
Hey, shout out to Stacey, man.
We got to get Stacey on this podcast, That's my goal. I'm going to tweet that out in a minute. Like, tell somebody. Yeah. Get Stacey King on this podcast, man. We love to get him on here. But Stacey, and for you know us diehard Bulls fans, we know before Stacey, it was Johnny Red. It was Johnny Red Kirk. You know what I'm saying? Was one of the voices. Him, Norm, you know, Norm Van Lier. You know, like
Norm
they had
Van
like
Lier.
You know, they all these legendary voices. And it's like Stacey King went from being, you know, a bench player on the first three-peat teams to being one of the best announcers in basketball, man. It's like I can't really put that many people over him. Like him and Adam, like compliment each other so much. And like, so these little nicknames you get, it's been dope. But Ayo, man, Ayo is just, I don't know what to say about this kid, man. I said something last night and I know, you know, I love Lonzo. I love Big Baller. But if he keep playing like this, Lonzo's going to be in that sign and trade for Jokic. And then the next year. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
What does Ayo's play to you mean for the futures of Kobe, which is, you know, right now, and maybe even Lonzo long-term? What does that say to you?
So it goes back to my my point, or like my, I guess like my hopes about like Ayo being a lifelong Bulls player, because I don't ever want to see him traded away or going somewhere in free agency. He just keeps proving me right every single time, because his movement without the ball is insane, bro. Like the way that he can watch the play developing and get to where he needs to get to and not settle for a shot like most rookies do, like he'll actually be patient and poised, is probably the newest thing that I fell in love with, like with his game. And yeah, he got niggas like, you know, and Zoe, I think Zoe may be a little bit off the hook because he's been hurt. So maybe like a lot of that is not his fault, but his trade value might be a little higher than Kobe's.
Yeah.
So it's like, you might be just a casualty of war, my boy. Now Kobe, I mean, we like you. We do. We fuck with you.
Right.
But this little nigga right here,
he's nice.
Hey, listen, man, I don't know how much we need you. We fuck with you though.
Yeah.
You ain't got to question how much we fuck with you, but he's just making y'all niggas more expendable. I'm gonna say that right now. So
I think Kobe's more of a collateral damage. I think Lonzo would only be like, well, nigga, y'all can sign Jokic, but we gonna need something back and do a sign and trade. I'm like, I trust Ayo enough. I'll throw you niggas Lonzo. And it also depends how healthy can Zoe be, because honestly, health is starting to become an issue. So I wouldn't call him injury prone yet, but he's had like an injury that's left him out for a couple months in every season that he's played. So I just love how Ayo doesn't act like a rookie. I think the 3 years of U of I really paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, he's been taking it personal against every player that was drafted ahead of him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He had Cade Cunningham in hell.
Listen, and I like Cade. I fuck with Cade. I think
he's
good for
the city.
Yeah, I fuck
with Cade too. I like how he wore the buffs.
Absolutely.
When he got drafted.
And as a Detroit nigga, like I like him for the city, period. Like I like the energy, and I like all the, you know, all the Pistons fans that's like supporting him right now and shit. He's a good look for the city overall. So they definitely got one with him. But Ayo, it's a different story with that boy, man. I'm telling you, like he's, like I said before, we say it all the time, dog. He feels, you can just tell he looks like a vet already, dog. Like, I can't believe this kid is a rookie, because his IQ is so up there. Like you said, spending all those years in college, you know, listening to these coaches. And I guarantee coaches probably told him, like, look, you might be good enough to go get drafted right now, but I don't know how long you're going to stick around if you don't learn X, Y, and Z. So he listened, he did the work, and he stayed patient and diligent. And shit, everybody says he's a steal of the draft. Not just us. We're not just being homers when we say
this. By the way, we said it on this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Immediately. Yeah,
we need to pay attention to us.
Immediately. Like, we knew exactly what we were talking about, because live, you know, in real time, when, like, I want to say we was, like, two picks away, and I was like, shit.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit, nigga.
I was like, yo, we got to get him.
Yeah.
And as soon as our number came up and they announced that pick, Bulls Twitter went crazy. Everybody who knew basketball was like, that might be the steal of the draft right there. And look,
And look at him right now, man. And the city loves him. Like DeMar said, DeMar was like, man, all you got to do is step on the court and you think
Michael Jackson's
out there.
Like, yeah, that's one thing about Chicago, man. They love a Chicago nigga, but they going to always support a nigga that show up, though, too. Like, yes. You can be from Chicago, but when you from Chicago and you show up and it's on the Bulls, like, yeah, it's over with.
Yeah.
He's not paying for his food anywhere he goes in the city.
Chicago loves hardworking players, man. Yeah. That's just because what kind of city we are. But, like, if you're from here, you will always love you, too. Like, you can't say nothing about D-Rose, man. Like, nigga, Barack Obama don't hoop. He's really not even from Chicago. We that nigga is in every barbershop in Chicago, Illinois. And there's four pictures you will see in every barbershop, every Harold's Chicken in Chicago. Number one is Michael Jordan. Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Number two is Walter Payton, Sweetness. That's Walter number Payton, two.
Yep.
Number three is Barack Obama. And number four is Derrick Rose.
Keith ain't on there? Oh, maybe it's politics.
Right. Just, you know, even with old niggas. You know old what? Niggas yeah. be the one owning them shops.
Yeah, old niggas was young niggas before, so yeah. So
it's true. Yeah. So, you know, I just love what Io's bringing to the team, man. And I really think that depending on how we get from Pat, you got two foundational pieces right here.
Absolutely.
That you can add with the rest of this team. And one thing two watches I would suggest for Bulls fans. Watch Zach LaVine on Draymond's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. You can see how him being in Beijing, how that really helped, you know, him wanting to learn how to win. And Draymond knows ball. Draymond pulled up Io before Zach. He said, man, I want to talk about this kid y'all got on y'all team. Io Dosunmu. He was like, man, I love how he plays. And DeMar's interview with Taylor Rooks, he really, really opened up.
Yeah, that was a great interview.
That was good. Taylor Rooks, fine ass. We know how to get players to open up. Dog, to
I met Taylor Rooks in person 5 years ago now. I think I wanted maybe. Yeah.
I've never met her before, but I've been to U of I many times.
Yeah, she legit has an aura. Yeah, like, she has an aura. When you talk about people that have like an aura around them,
yeah.
She's super cool. Like, she's super down to earth. She's not like full of herself. You know what I'm saying? Can like just have a conversation with you and not, you know what I'm saying? Like not make you feel like, oh man, I'm talking like she's super ill.
Yeah.
She's super, super ill. Shout out to Taylor Rooks, man.
And on there, as DeMar was saying about, he said, she was like, well, you know, you took that trip to Champaign to see his judge retirement. He said, man, I was actually mad at him for not telling me. He's like, he said, yo, what's up? You got a judge retirement? He said, oh, my bad, big bro. I didn't know if you cared. He said, man, I'm coming. He's I'm coming. And then even the Bulls TV. I don't know if you've been catching up, Mario, with the weekly, but the YouTube series.
Yeah.
Yo, the Rumble Does YouTube series is one of the best YouTube series, like documentary style. You really get to see a backstage look into the Bulls. And the latest episode they just put out is DeMar's trip to Champaign.
Right.
And you know how geeky he was. He's talking to him on the sideline. He said, man, this made me miss. He said, this made me wish I appreciated college. He said, when I went to USC, I was just like, I'm just going to be here for 6 months and I'm going to the league.
And that's it. Right. Yeah.
And then even saw Io's pops was like, yo, he hugged him all like, man, thank you for looking out for my son.
Yeah, hell
everything
yeah.
Everything like that. And it's just really dope to see how the culture of this team has changed.
And you
in
see,
just a small time.
And you see that type of shit like that we talked about right there before. It reflects on the court because you got DeMar getting into it with a ref. You got Io coming over to pull him back like, hey, bro, look, chill, just relax. This is a rookie talking to a proven veteran saying relax because they're actually boys off of the court. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, like for DeMar to take that trip and like you said, for him to, his feeling on it, like, damn, nigga, like, why you ain't tell me? Like, what's up? This is the type of guy that I want establishing the culture for our team because this is going to make other players be like, damn, well, you know, it's still a job. You still have to like the people that you work with. Like DeMar seemed like a nigga I would fuck with. Like, yeah, let's go over there. Let's do this. So I think that the best thing that could have happened to this team is DeMar DeRozan, like in his leadership and like his impact on the team so far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we in January and like you can see him rubbing off on guys already. You know what I mean?
He's a good dude, man. This is why I understand why Raptor fans would take a bullet for this guy. I 100% get it. I didn't really pay attention to the dude like that. I really did. And DeMar's a quiet guy, so he's not as loud as these other players. And Clay's not quiet, but Clay got a personality. Like Clay is
absolutely.
Clay sticks absolutely. Out. Like DeMar like keeps to himself. You know what I'm saying? He's one of them type of dudes. But the more you get to know about DeMar, you know he's just a great guy, man. So shout out to him. Before we preview schedule and something, get y'all a quick Patrick Williams update. We got a good update here.
Yes, sir.
Joe Calley of the Sun-Times said that the Bulls are starting to feel like not only will Patrick Williams play this season, that they expect he could be playing a couple weeks before the playoffs start. And not only is, you know, I'm going to tell y'all why this is good. So knock on wood, we don't have any more major injuries. It sucks right now. But the middle, at the end of March, we finna get game back at the same damn time.
Yep.
Imagine you got the big three, Zach DeMar, Vooch. And I want to get to Vooch one last room before we get to the
yeah, we got
one thing Vooch. I want to talk about with Vooch.
Yep.
You got the big three. You got whoever we get at the deadline. Now you got Zoe coming back. Now you got Caruso coming back. Now you got Pat coming back. Now you got DJJ coming back if he's not traded. Now you full squad. And now the only worry now is to get the team chemistry together before the playoffs start. We could be going into the postseason rolling.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I think the thing about with Pat Will that I'm looking forward to the most is, again, from the beginning, I just want him to get the reps. I just want him to get out there and just get with the team and just play just a little more. Just be on the court more. So you can get in tune, the chemistry can get there because the talent is there. We know he can play. I just want him to get out there, go make some mistakes. Like, go be in the wrong spot. Go miss that pass or miss, you know, where
miss
you cut.
So I want to be aggressive, bro. Like, you see how aggressive Scotty Barnes is?
100%, yeah.
I don't give a fuck if you're missing.
Yeah, and I think we're on the same exact path right there with Pat Will. Like, I want you to go out there and have a game where it looks like, hey, what's going on? Because at least we can see what you want to do.
Yeah,
and work that into the team because he is a part of the team moving forward. So I'm excited about it. I've always said I don't want them to like rush him back, and I don't think they will. I think whenever he's ready, it's 2022, right? All the advancements they've made, modern medicine and shit like that, and just like
look at Cam Akers,
right, dog?
That makes no goddamn sense,
bro. This no man sense whatsoever. Like dog, like we was talking about like AP and you know other guy like this. Cam Akers, bro, it looked like it was over with.
Bro, he tore his Achilles Akers. In July.
In July, bro. It you do realize it's January now.
Yeah, he don't look like he lost a step.
He didn't, bro.
If you'd have told me he got injured, I'd like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, and what you mean? Like, I mean, shit, like, bro, 10 years ago, it's over with. You somewhere else doing something else. You better hope you made the right investments. Now, this guy, he's out there playing, you know, for the fucking NFC Championship now. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm excited about Pat Will coming back. I'm definitely excited to see him out there with the rest of the guys. Like, I'm hyped for this team and what they could be. Cause I feel like we've been getting robbed all season of what, like, oh man, like he coming back tonight, but it's somebody else out. So once we have a chance to get everybody back together, I'm back in. I'm back with it.
Yeah, man. One last thing. Let's quickly one observation I've made about Vooch, and I've been saying this, I've been screaming this from the mountaintops. It says, get your big ass in the post. When he's in the post, he is unstoppable.
Yeah.
Stop shooting so many damn jumpers. I think that's been the problem when people's been so frustrated. His jumper is just broke right now. Yep. I can't describe it. His jumper is just broke. Get in the paint. And it's also the Bulls got to do a better job of feeding this nigga. There was a couple times last couple games, mouse to house, and they ain't giving him the ball.
Every time, yep.
When Troy Brown give the ball to him too late, turnover. Yep. Feed him in the post. He was like 7-for-7. In the post in the third quarter last night, feed Vooch, and that's the best way to get Vooch effective, and then we can start getting some consistency.
Yeah, you know, Vooch runs up and down. I mean, this is true with all big men, right? If they run up and down the court 3-4 times and they don't touch the ball, they're kind of not going to be in the game, bro. Like, they're not going to be locked in the same way defensively as if they like just throw the ball to him early in the shot. You know, early in the shot clock, let him throw it back out. Let him just get a couple dribbles off. Let him get some position down there, something. Because like you said, there's been a lot of opportunities, a lot of missed opportunities for Vooch to just kind of eat. If you can get him, I remember a lot of times with that old Cleveland team, they used to get Kevin Love the ball like right in that little like free throw area.
Yeah.
He would score the first 8 points and they wouldn't look at him again.
At the rest of the damn game.
And I used to be looking like, they can't make them stop
Utah
that shit.
Does that to fucking Rudy Gobert.
To Rudy Gobert. Yeah, make them stop. So that's what I want for us. Yo, I put that on my wish list for the Bulls. I was lighting up. My bad. Lit up a little. I'm on OG Cookie this week too. By the way,
you on OG?
Yeah, I'm on OG. I was on Dosi Lotto last week. But that's for rap names.
I just want to let y'all know. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah. It's just good weed, man. That's all. But that's on my little wish list for the Bulls. Like, make them stop Vooch. Don't have Vooch out there looking like just any old body.
Because
me and Scott texting each other like, hey man, I don't know. Like,
he be worrying me. Like, I got the two memes. This guy, the arrow says Trey Vooch right here. Y'all niggas said Trey Vooch, LOL. I'm tweeting that the rest of the season.
Hey, man. Yeah, you know, depending bullying on which day works. It is, man. You catch me on what, yeah.
Like, all right, bullying works, man. But let's preview the schedule for really the, I want to say like the, let's just do the rest of the year. I'm not, yeah, rest of the month. I can't believe January's over this damn quick. Like, man, nigga. Yeah. Like when you become an adult, nigga. Months, but feel like weeks.
Nigga, I can't believe today is Thursday.
Nigga, I got to pay my rent next week again.
Yeah, again. Like, what the fuck? No, like, no. That's the thing, because, like, our complex, you know, they got, like, the email shit or whatever. And it's like, it's that time again. I'm like, hey, yeah, I know. Take this
fucking money, nigga. Like, yeah. I got such a good relationship with my landlady that I don't have to be right on time. Like, she get that shit, like, on the 8th.
But yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. Yeah,
I've been here 8 years. She don't give a shit. But yeah, you know, let's preview. Let's preview the last two games. Actually, three games. This other one I want to talk about. Three games before the last two games was January. And the first game is actually on February 1st. Mm-hmm. Y'all be listening to this on Friday. So today, the guys in San Antonio to play on Javonte Murray and the Spurs. Those crew up there. Spurs they're not a good team, but they're a scrappy team.
Yeah, they're sneaky.
They beat the Lakers a couple times. They've had some good wins. That team that they just don't have a talent, but you know, a pop team's not gonna lay down.
Yeah.
And with the way we've been playing all year, we definitely can't lay down to these niggas at all. How do you see this game shaking out?
I see this game being close. I want to say early, maybe up until halftime. I want to say, like, you know, it'll be like a fucking, 49-43. You know, us at halftime because we have these drops of scoring and. You know, but I think that we can play sound enough defense to keep them from jumping out to a lead on us. But I feel like this is one of those games that we'll pull away from them in the third quarter and probably not let up. I'll say a double-digit win. I'm not going to say like a super blowout, but I'll say like a double-digit win just to kind of, you know, we got to restore some order. Every time we have one of these games like the Raptors where we almost melted down, we have to come back and restore order at like we have to. So I say we'll probably get them by like 10, 11, something like that.
I hope so. I'm going the other way. I think San Antonio will win this game just because this just feels like like one of them Friday games. You in Texas, you know, San Antonio ain't good. The Bulls ain't been playing well. And I feel like this is a team that if you keep letting them come back, they can bite you in the ass. And they've got a guy in Murray who can he can get whatever bad he wants.
Yeah.
I don't think enough people talk about him because he's on a sorry ass team.
That's really all it is.
Like, I could see what you're saying happen if they actually play 48 minutes of basketball.
That's what I'm going off of.
I ain't seen these niggas play 48 minutes of basketball. I've seen them play 48 minutes of basketball one time. That was against Cleveland last week in the last month.
Yep.
So I got to see that. But I think I'm going to pick an L for that one. I want to be wrong, but I just feel like one of my annoying.
This is good. This is good. So the next time we talk, it's like, all right, well, hey.
It's like one of my annoying Friday night losses. We like, nigga, fuck this. So you like, nigga, I'm finna roll up. Or like, nigga, I'm finna get a drink. Nigga, I'm finna throw on, you know, Ozark real quick. Fuck these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Right, one of them type games.
Bro. Yellow Jackets and shit, yeah.
Right. These next two games, we owe niggas, man. This next game is on Sunday. Which will be on the second TV because it's on the same time as the AFC Championship game.
This will be
getting little TV status. Mm-hmm. Against the Portland Trailblazers, of course, Dame will not be playing. This is a team we blew a lead against early in the season. I think we blew like a 17-point lead.
Absolutely.
Dame hit like a game-winning shot.
That's the game I bet on, and I cashed my ticket out early, and I was so glad I did.
You got out of it early.
Boy.
But CJ McCollum's been hooping. Nurkic has been having, a good little couple games.
Yeah.
I think we'll win this one. This is the game where it's like, okay, we let y'all off the hook. We just had an annoying loss on Friday to San Antonio. We're going to restore order right here, and we're going to get a dub.
So because I picked us to win against the Spurs, I think that Portland game is going to be tougher than what it should be.
Mm-hmm. And it's
I don't see us losing. I just think it's going to be a tougher game. It might go to fucking OT. Mm. Might be one of those.
I would not be shocked.
Yeah, go to OT. We win by a couple free throws or something. We win the 3-point game. Like, I don't even know the line on that game yet, but I think the Bulls might win like a little scrappy. You know, they're going to make it look like the playoffs type shit because we just playing down to them because they have no Dame. We should blow them off the court. But we're just not going to do that because that's not what we do. Same reason why I didn't pick us to just, like, absolutely obliterate, you know, San Antonio. I think we can get a 10-point win or, you know, whatever. But I can see what you're saying happening, too. I can see them getting an annoying loss on, you know, Friday and then coming back and fucking, you know, destroying the Blazers. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to pick us to win that game as well by a couple, by a handful of points.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of them close games, but I just feel like they'll have a better chance playing this one. But the next game, Orlando Magic, February 1st. This is why I say this is a get-back game. Them niggas was talking too much shit when they beat us last week.
Dog, this nigga Jalen Suggs doing all this.
Bruh.
Showing the logo off and shit.
Like, nine wins.
Like Stacey King said, like, man, you won 8 games. Cut it out. Like, get the fuck out of here, dog. Like, listen, I want to say this to Jalen Suggs personally. Like, relax, dog. Like, you really not him.
And I'll be real. That wasn't a dunk on. That was an offensive foul.
It was an offensive. You not him. That's number one. You got to be him to talk like that, dog. Nick, Orlando don't even know about you. You're doing all this logo across the chest. You might not even be there long term, dog.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, secure that next big bag first before you start repping the logo, because the internet don't forget.
Yeah.
And they will bring that shit up when you get your ass traded.
Yeah.
So it's like, just calm down, dog, for real, because, like, we not the team for you to be acting like this on, especially because you niggas act like they swept us this season or something. Like,
yeah,
we not just sweet, bro. Like,
y'all beat your ass twice.
Yeah, we smoked. Like, y'all not going to be in the – we don't have to worry about seeing y'all in the playoffs.
Y'all going to be in the lottery.
Yeah, so, like, let's calm down on all the
Cole Anthony talking all this shit. Yeah. I like Cole Anthony a lot. Was like,
I do, too. But at a certain point, it's like, damn, bro.
What LeBron tell campaign? Be humble.
Yeah, like, be humble. Like, bro, come on. Leave that up to the niggas that do that.
Yeah.
That we know we can count on to do that every night. Yeah. That niggas is not like that, bro. So, I think we're going to burn them.
Yeah, I think we're going to kick their ass.
3 points.
That's going to be one of them when we get a 23-point lead, but we keep that bitch.
Because
I don't think the Bulls forgot about that shit either.
It's going to be 3-point extravaganza, I think. I think Billy Donovan is going to let these guys run wild on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, do it. Fuck it. Pull up. We up 10. Pull that three. I don't give a fuck. 19 pull seconds on the clock. Pull it. Yeah, it's going to be one of them.
Yeah, man. Well, that's what we got for the next week. Of course, when we record next week after the Orlando game, get y'all ready. And I expect trade chatter to heat up, man. We only got a... Next week will be 10 days for the trade deadline, man. So things are going to heat up. I expected them phones to be on the hook. I love trade season in the NBA.
Yes, and I love it
because AK quiet. And he just strikes out of nowhere.
I haven't heard any substantial rumors. Nothing. I've heard people say what we should do.
What we think.
And what we need to do. I haven't heard anything substantial. No chatters. And I love it like this.
Definitely, man. But it's Third Pick Podcast, man. As usual, we're your guide through Chicago Bulls basketball this season. You know where to follow me on Twitter, @BarbChestScott. Mariano, let them know they can follow you at.
Yo, man, listen, same as usual, man. @Mariano on Twitter, 2 N's, 2 O's. Hit me on Instagram, @MarianoBivens. Shit, man, other than that, though, yo, listen, if y'all listening to this shit, man, tweet Stacey King, @Stacey21King, to pull up on the pod.
Come on the pod.
We need him on the podcast, man. We missing Stacey King on the pod. We need to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? That's what we on right now, man.
So y'all have a great weekend. Hopefully the Bulls don't blow your weekend, and we'll holler at y'all niggas.
Yeah, I hope I'm right, man. I really hope,
You're right too, man. I hope you're right too. It's gonna be a long 2 months with no defense. So we out, y'all.
All right.